So, Evan, you are how old?
I'm 17.
Okay. And you've been on an interesting journey for quite a few years now. Can you tell us about that?
I was diagnosed with a non-cancerous brain tumor in the very center of my brain that they couldn't get. Ever since then, it's been kind of like a roller coaster. You know, they've never given us definite answers, but it causes lots of pain, and I've been in and out of the hospital over the years. So give me faith like Daniel
in the lion's den. How old were you when this started?
14. And we went to see a pulmonologist at DeVos, and they did a full body MRI to check, and they said that they found it accidentally.
There are no accidents. So I can face my giants with confidence. But there's nothing they can do? They can't go in and take it out?
Nope. It's in the very center, so it would do more damage than it would to help if they went in and got it.
So what do you have to do to not have pain?
Find the right meds, I guess, but there's always that daily migraine.
Really? You have a migraine every day?
Yep.
And it's inoperable?
Yeah. We kind of just monitor it with a MRI every year. So give me faith like Daniel
in the lion's den. So the medications that you have to take, they help with the pain, the migraines, what?
Yep, help with the pain, be able to get up and go.
And you do. You're on the swim team. It's not like you're just laying there feeling sorry for yourself.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, and these meds are expensive from what we hear.
Yeah. I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see them fall. The bills stack up, and healthcare is by no means free. One med, I think it was something like $500 for like 6 doses. And there was one time I heard them talking. They didn't want me to hear, but they had to skip a mortgage payment. But she'll come up here and she'll tell you that she'd do it again if she had to, but...
Absolutely. Well, I know that, you know, when we talked to your mom before, she's just like, well, God will provide. And then we came up with this kind of idea that maybe that God was answering your prayer through us in a weird way. Give me a heart like David,
Lord, be mine if it fails. We're just so unbelievably blessed. We love to just give to everybody else to be on this end. You know, I have to believe that God is orchestrating all this. Like, we would not have met you guys, and then because of your guys' prayers and support alone have been awesome. You know, it's a good lesson for us too. Give me a heart like
David, be my defense. We are incredibly honored to be able to do this along with your family.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it. I face my giants with confidence.